and the whole direction of movement in your chart is inward. And you will need to be persistent in this, because there's always another thing to pull us outward. There's always another event to convince us that the only thing that matters is the world that we can see, the world of tangibles, or in our modern era, the digital realm. And it may be that part of what occurred this year was a kind of a shakeup that shook you out of, off of, away from the digital realm, because you may have figured out that it is not predominantly a vector for the things that you want in your life. The internet has a special property of being conducive to the transmission of anger and of complaints. And if you look around, you may find that it's difficult to find loving places, to find places where there's warmth. And that is largely because the internet is a cold environment. And that coldness is largely responsible for the lack of empathy that exists on the internet and the actual honest-to-goodness dehumanization of people, both in the way that we're treated and the way that we tend to treat other people. It is also important to remember that the digital environment that is so powerful in our lives right now is an environment driven by robots, and you are human. You know you're human, you need to be human, and you need to express your humanity. And the only way, in our time anyway, to do that is to focus your identity within yourself first, and then choose to bring out what is true for you based on what you have learned about yourself inwardly. And there is tremendous movement in this inner realm that is represented by the sign Capricorn, which is where Pluto has been, which is where Saturn has been for almost a year, which is where other important minor planets are arriving, which are keying you into the deep ancestral realm, which is something that usually only like Aboriginal shamans and Latin people pay attention to. Most of us European types are not very aware of the ancestors and are not aware of our origins. And yet, the presence of both the major planets, Saturn and Pluto, and some minor planets, Quasar, Pholus, and Vesta, are all drawing you into this ancestral realm that can only be reached by hanging out inside of yourself. And if you do this, it will help you figure out what is going on in the outer world. It will help you make sense of what is happening in the outer world. Because the inner world is much more complex, it's a bit darker in there, and it is more challenging to understand. But when you reach a space of inner seeking and true inner searching, things start to unravel a bit, and your motives can become clearer to you, and you understand what it is that you are looking for. And there's no outer search that can satisfy you when the real action in your life is deep within you. And we can't really say this about too many of the other signs. Aries does come to mind, but it's still not the same intensity and the same degree of challenge.